You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 175, Alternate Realities and the Awakening, Part 2. Thank you for joining us today. We continue our discussion on alternate realities and the awakening. I want to stress something before I share this with you. I want to remind you that the awakening is a phenomenon. This time has been prophesied in all ancient texts of every culture around the world. They all have called it something different, but they clearly were describing the same event. It is said that it would be a time when the covering would be removed from our eyes, and for the first time, we would truly see reality for what it is. And that's a good thing. Many things are spoken of that we would experience in this time and day. And just like any prophecy, not all of them come true for everyone, but that's because we all have free will, and we can change our future by the choices we make. Prophecies are given to us from the spirit world to show us that if we don't change the direction we're moving in, what could happen? They're not meant to scare us, but to warn us. We are living in a very powerful time. This has never been. It's the first time that a planet has ascended with the inhabitants still on it. We are the first to go through this. This is very powerful. So it's the time of the awakening of the being that we call Earth, and it's our awakening as the inhabitants that live on this planet, as above, so below. Too many people are playing around, thinking that this is silliness and that you have forever to get yourself together, and you don't. This is the final call. The train is moving out. It's time to get your house in order. This is about your soul, not your personality, but about where your soul is going from here. I've shared everything that I know to help you on this journey, but it seems that very few people are really using this information to change their lives. Too few. It needs to be taken very seriously, even if it sounds ridiculous. These changes are real and they are happening. And the reason why some of us are experiencing alternate realities is because we're being made aware of it. We're being shown the fluidity of reality and the universe in which we live. And when you start experiencing these things for yourself, it can really shake you up because everything you've been taught to believe begins to fall apart. You've never been taught the truth about anything. And that's just a fact, people. The more you study, the more you will realize that. All of the degrees that have been given out in higher education have not contained any of this information. All of that has been about creating money, not truly for your benefit or to educate you on things that really matter. That's why people are so lost today, even with all their formal education. They're still spiritually lost. I'm sharing these stories with you to try to help you see that this life is so much more than what we've been told. And Spirit says that over the next 6 years, people will either move up in vibration and move into the fourth dimension of love and understanding, or they will go mad because they will not be able to make the shift. Their souls will have to move back into another third dimensional reality to complete their lessons. These will be the people who refuse to grow and learn. They refuse to change. They continue to cling to negativity and darkness, and they fear the truth and the light. They want to remain asleep. I can only bring you this information, but it's up to you to use it to change your life and your vibration. I'm trying to help you free yourself. but I can't do it for you. Everyone must awaken and begin to do the work to clear out the negativity and the darkness that is within. It must be removed in order for you to raise your vibration and to resonate with the higher frequency of the fourth dimension. This is very real, and I want you to hear me, but I don't want you to go into fear. That's the darkness that I'm talking about. You must raise your vibration through meditation and seeking knowledge and understanding. If you understand something, then you won't fear it. And the only way to counter fear is through knowledge. And that's why these podcasts are here for you, so you can gain more knowledge and know how to navigate through this territory, this unknown territory. And now we also have the online classes, which I really encourage you to take. They also contain information that you need. And we go a lot deeper into things there, and it will help you make it through these changes. The changes will ultimately be for the best, but the old reality must fall away first. And that can really be scary, because everything you've ever known must change in some way, either vibrationally or it must be removed completely in order for something new and better to take its place. Everything must be created on a higher vibration. What I want to share with you about some things you can experience during your awakening may sound unbelievable, but it has happened to me. There's no reason to be fearful when you understand what's happening. You just need to be aware, because when you experience it, you're going to question your sanity at some point. This is why Spirit wants me to share this information with you, to prepare you, because everyone will begin to experience this on some level. It's a very real shift, and it's a sign of the times that we're living in. These things have not only happened to me, but many people are experiencing unexplainable things like never before. This is what they're calling the Mandela effect, but it's only the manifestation of the two worlds separating. We are told that we would experience more and more shifts in our reality as we move further along in the separation of the 4D Earth from the 3D Earth. People are calling these phenomena the Mandela effect because it's something that is happening around the world. And if you're new to the show, then go back and check out the episodes on the Mandela effect so you can understand it better. What I can tell you is that it's real. It's not just a bunch of kooks on YouTube trying to make money. I've experienced some of my own Mandela effects, and so have others around me. These are dimensional shifts, and they can even be jumps to other timelines. Quantum physicists know that alternate dimensions and alternate realities are very real. And now they even have created a quantum computer. So take some time to research that. Very, very interesting. Again, I'm telling you about this because it's important, and I don't want you to go into fear when you begin to experience these weird and unexplainable things. I want you to remember that this is all because of the separation of the worlds. You need to pay attention to your surroundings, and don't go into fear, because you'll begin to see some things for yourself if you haven't already. Everyone will have different experiences, and it's all because of vibration. I am told that over the next 6 years, these phenomena will occur even more. This is why it's so important for you to be working on raising your vibration. I don't think you want to get stuck in the lower frequencies of the third dimension, because that will cause you to stay in the third dimension. You want to work on raising your vibration through doing the internal light meditation daily, and healing your life and your heart. The heart chakra must be opened and balanced, along with the throat chakra. You need to have a desire to help humanity and not to be selfish. This selfish spirit must go. That's the mind of the third dimension and not the fourth. These are some of the requirements to move into the 4D reality. As crazy as this all sounds, it's happening as we speak. There's a lot of stuff that I could talk about, but I'm not sure how much you can handle. So I'll just share these few stories with you. They're significant because they will show you that this is how you will begin to see the phenomena in your everyday life. We are told that all the timelines are collapsing as the separation occurs, and this is the explanation for the inconsistencies in our reality. Remember, reality is fluid, not stagnant, as we have believed it to be, and you're going to see this for yourself. The experiences get stranger and stranger. So here's my first story. One day, me and one of my students were at the mall, and we decided to go and have lunch at the Olive Garden down the street. Needless to say that I've visited that Olive Garden on many occasions, and it was easy to get to. You go right to the main street and take it down to where the road ends and make a right, and it was on your left, just 5 minutes down the road. Well, we both had driven in our own cars, so we left individually and planned to meet in the parking lot of the restaurant. When I got to the end of the main street, I made a right, but there was no restaurant on my left. I drove down the street a little further, thinking maybe I was just confused and it was really a little further down, but no, it wasn't there either. So at that point is when I started freaking out because I knew the restaurant was supposed to be right there, but it wasn't. I became so confused and I couldn't believe that the restaurant was missing. Well, remember, I was meeting my student there for lunch. And when I called her, she was experiencing the same thing, but she had put the Olive Garden in her GPS and found it all the way at the other end of the street, about 5 more minutes away in a completely different direction. When I called her, she told me that she thought it was just her and that she was lost too, but she had used the GPS to find it. The Olive Garden had moved. There were other structures in the place where the restaurant used to be, and I had just been there a couple weeks before. Me and my grandson went to lunch there just a few weeks before that, but now it was completely somewhere else. It was unbelievable. My next story. I was shopping at my local shopping center just a few minutes away from my home. There was a Panda Express that opened in that center about a year ago, and I passed it as I came into the shopping center and as I left. It was in my clear view. Well, I don't particularly care for the food there, and I wondered how long they'd be around. They had a lot of competition in the area. So one day I was going to do some shopping, and I noticed that the Panda Express was closed. The sign was gone off the building, and you could even see where it had hung on the side of the building. The inside was completely empty. You could see right through the glass windows that all the furniture was gone, and the only thing that was left in the drive-thru was the poles that stuck out of the ground where the signs used to sit. Everything was gone. I thought, wow, they didn't last long, and I went on about my day shopping. Well, the next day, I had to go back because I forgot a few things, and I was driving past the Panda Express, and I looked over to see that it was now bustling with business. How could that be? Overnight, it was back. People were in the drive-thru ordering food, and others were inside eating. Thank God there was no one in front of me because I would have had an accident. I couldn't believe my eyes. Everything was back. I had to literally sit in my car for 15 minutes just trying to get myself together. And the whole time I was trying to explain to myself how they could have come overnight and reopened the restaurant. But no matter what I tried to tell myself, I knew that it wasn't logical and something very weird was going on. And now for my last story, and it's a whopper, but I swear to you that it really happened and I even have witnesses. And none of us can believe it. All right. I have a neighbor. And his mother lived with him for about 3 to 4 years. She had a dog, and it was a black Rottweiler. The dog was massive, just a horse, and it was totally out of control. She was weak and very sickly, but the dog was actually very gentle with her. So she loved the dog, and her son allowed him to stay while she was living. The mother died last spring, and 2 weeks later, they got rid of the dog. His name was Zeus. And believe me, he lived up to that name. Everyone on our block knew Zeus because he would get out of the yard and terrorize everybody who was walking down the street. My son and I would go out and try to help the grandmother catch Zeus to bring him back into the yard. So I would take out some dog treats and bait him to come to me. And he loved the treats, so he would always come. But Zeus was as strong as an ox, and he actually almost dislocated my shoulder one day. So I never tried to grab him again after that. But I often would go and talk to the grandmother because we both loved to garden, and I would give Zeus treats. So he was fond of me, and I got to know Zeus quite well over the last 2 years. We chased him up and down the street quite often, so I know exactly what Zeus looked like. Well, just a few weeks ago, I heard a dog barking next door, and I thought, oh, they got another dog. Then later that day, I was outside watering my flowers, and my neighbor's son came over and told me that they had to go and rescue Zeus. They had taken him to West Virginia to live with his aunt, but the aunt was not taking care of him, and he had lost a lot of weight. He was being mistreated, so they went to get him, and now he was back. Well, I wasn't very happy about that, but I didn't want Zeus to be mistreated either, so I thought it was okay. We would just be prepared for him breaking out of the yard and causing chaos up and down the street. Well, the next day, I was leaving out to run some errands, and it was early in the morning. So when I opened my garage, I saw the little girls from next door walking past my home. I knew that they had to be with their mother, and then I heard her talking to Zeus. So I thought I'd walk down the driveway to see how much weight Zeus had lost, because even his bark sounded different. I walked down to the end of the driveway, and to my unbelievable surprise, Zeus was now a gray pit bull, no longer a black Rottweiler. I almost fainted. I was in shock, but I was completely aware of what was going on. And that's the only thing that kept me from fainting. I was standing there in shock. And then the lady said, "Hi, Trinace. You remember Mom's dog, Zeus, don't you?" And I couldn't even respond. The dog was a pudgy, short, spotted gray pit bull, and it looked nothing like the monster that I knew. And after a long pause, I gathered myself together, and I looked at the dog, and I said, "Hi, Zeus." And he started wagging his tail as if he knew me. I was shaking for the next 2 hours. I ran upstairs to wake my son up to tell him what I just saw. He was in disbelief too. We both were speechless. And to this day, when I hear that dog bark, I look over to see which Zeus it is. We often wonder what happened to the Zeus that we knew. He obviously was not a vibrational match to this dimension that we have traveled to. There's so much more to share with you, but we'll have to talk about it more in another episode. Until then, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.